Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Beaming to Finley, it's a Scotty's Vodka and Red Bull Friday. Well, guys, we got one more day to wait until we see our commanders in a tough battle.
B, JP.
That was a tough rejoinder.
That was awful.
I was trying to sound like you a little bit.
Yo,
that was awful.
Here's what I've learned with Jeff.
Jeff.
When he gets to plan it and write it down, it's good. His hype songs are really good. But like when he has to just go off the cuff like that, like when he freestyles, trouble.
Trouble.
I want to go around the NFL just a little bit because we've been all Commanders all day. Busy week in the association. I guess that's basketball. In the, I don't know who they're texting, but they're.
That's my phone. So they're going to take a picture, flip me off with my phone?
That's pretty funny. I guess B left his phone in the aquarium. Jeff had to bring it in, and they took a quick selfie, double barrel fingers to B Mitch.
That is kind of messed up because B Mitch bought us chicken. So thank you, B Mitch.
Shout out to B. Shout out to Popeyes.
Call it tough love.
How do we feel about Denton rolling in there and just taking a piece of chicken?
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I mean, he's our college insider.
We got
kind of quit. We haven't had him in forever.
Yeah, we gotta every once in a while we gotta do our.
Do you want me to intimidate him to get back on?
Charitable contributions every once in a while. So Denton,
shout out to Denton.
Denton's a little weird looking dude though.
Yo, he dresses funny.
Weird as hell.
All right, scale of 1 to 10. Let's go around the NFL, the 1 o'clock Sunday games. Give me a scale of 1 to 10, or Lamphill can provide a sound effect for each of these games. Ready?
All right.
9:30 a.m. live from Germany, Giants Panthers.
Dusseldorf.
There's a lot of bad games,
dude. Offic Nugent.
All right. Sunday, 1 o'clock, live from Chicago, Patriots at Bears. Drake May versus Caleb Williams.
The Bears.
What you got, Jeff?
I give it about like a 7 or 8. It's going to be some hype around
it. Out of 10?
Yeah, it's going to be some hype around it. You got the number one versus number three guy, and people are going to tune in for that.
Landfill?
It's the NFL, yeah. They're going to tune in.
And they tune in for everything.
Bah.
I don't think 2-7 Patriots versus 4-4 Bears, you give that an 8 out of 10?
I would rather see the Patriots.
What are you going to give Commander Steelers, a 15?
Yes.
It's out of 10.
Yes. Because
I don't know if you understand how the scale works.
No, I know how it works, but sometimes.
I know you know how scales work, but not this scale.
Sometimes you got to break the scale. But all I'm saying is, me personally, I would rather wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning and see the Patriots versus the Bears than the Giants.
I'll be honest with you. If it's football on at 9, I'll watch any of it.
I leave it on. I'm going to be getting ready, and it's going to be on. We are all football addicts. They can give us the worst possible product, and we still slurp it right up. All right. Decent game. Sunday, 1 o'clock, live in Indianapolis. Buffalo Bills taking on the Colts.
Buffalo Bills taking on the Colts?
Yeah. What's your reaction? So far, you've said Dusseldorf.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw.
Now you're making donkey noises.
Yeah. Cowboys ride horses. Colts is a horse, but I'm saying they're all donkeys.
Okay.
It's either going to be a blowout or a close game.
And that's really saying a lot right there.
Hard hitting analysis.
Let me finish. I'm just saying, but I think it's going to lean towards more of a blowout, so I don't think it's going to be a good game.
Okay.
Jeff says it's either going to be a blowout or a close game. What do you say, Bills Colts?
I was giddy like a schoolgirl.
Landville sound effects are the best. This is a dog right here. Going live to northeastern Florida, the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. Blowout
Vikings,
again.
Vikings, Jaguars.
Oh, yeah.
Vikings should beat them.
There's a lot of bad
but this
deal.
That is a game, though. You look at some days, guys get just like we were saying, oh, they're going to blow them out. And then that game come up, and Jacksonville washes them.
Minnesota's playing really good defense. Team defense, they've got some players that are really standing out. Brian, Minnesota remains with Sam Darnold at quarterback. How much do you trust the Minnesota Vikings, B?
To, like, win that game?
To win. They're 6-2. They're one of the best teams in football.
To beat Jacksonville, I'll take Jeff Landry.
Big picture.
I don't trust him a lot. I don't trust Sam Darnold a lot.
Jeff, do you trust the Vikings? Does defense win?
Jeff is in there signing the football.
I trust the Vikings to beat the Jaguars.
What about big picture? Vikings. January hopes.
Nah.
Landfill, what do you have on Sam Darnold and the Vikings?
I feel impending doom coming for all of us.
All right. Sunday, November 10th, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock local kick. This is an oddly early game for two Western-ish teams. Denver Broncos go to Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City going to kill them.
Division games, man.
I don't care. You just said Denver are frauds.
I do think Denver are frauds.
And you think Kansas City is not going to expose that?
Kansas City hasn't really been blowing people out.
They are 8-0. Who gives a damn?
Sure, but you're saying they're going to blow them out.
What's the line?
Let's find out.
-7.
You laying it?
I'll take KC with it.
All right. I'm pulling it up.
7.5.
Broncos are 7.5-point underdogs. I mean, Ahmet probably won't let me put this in. I
can't wait.
I kind of want to put the Broncos in now for the weekend parlay. Yeah, I imagine you all don't want me to do that.
If you do it, they'll lose it.
The last one I wanted was the Browns. You guys wouldn't let me in. They won outright. Landfill, do you have a sound effect for Broncos Chiefs in Kansas City?
I mean, just bury my ass with that.
Yeah, big old
Jeff,
grave.
Did you have any in-depth analysis to offer on this Kansas City-Denver game?
Nah, I'm good.
Appreciate that. All right. Nobody thinks the home team has a chance. 12 o'clock local start, Atlanta Falcons going to face the New Orleans Saints, Brian.
Have you been watching the Saints?
They're bad.
And now their best cornerback is here.
He's here. He hasn't played
and
there in a
couple they've been
weeks.
Giving up points already, right?
Yeah. He's missed a couple games for them, but yes.
Man, I can see things not going well.
You think it's a runaway?
I don't know, but like, you know, Kirk getting those games where teams are not that good, and that's when you'll have his heroic days with 500 yards passing, 400 yards passing.
It's hard to buy much into the Saints when last week they lost to the Panthers.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I think the Saints used to have the advantage because that people go down there and eat all that good food, get sluggish. I think the Saints eating too much food now.
B, do you remember when the Saints started 2-0 and were kind of the talk of the NFL because they averaged 45 the first two games.
They were the talk of Louisiana and other people. I was like, I don't know. We never bought so totally in on Carr.
No, I don't think he's very good. They've lost 7 in a row. At some point, does the worm turn? Landfill, you got a sound effect for me.
So we're doomed.
Pretty simple. all right, we got one more 1 o'clock before we get to Washington. Niners, Bucks. I think this is a pretty good
game. I think it's a good game.
That's a good game.
This is
now the thing that troubles me a little bit with the Bucks. Both of your top receivers, and you're playing against that defense? They have some injuries too, but still, that defense is good. But I still feel that they could play, the Bucks can be there within 6.5. Six, whatever it is.
You took the Bucks. I wanted to.
Well, you're slow. You got to get a little faster.
I am slow.
Let the old man beat you.
That's accurate. Landfill, you got a sound effect for Niners traveling to Tampa, Florida to play the Bucks.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
That's the only reason I really took them, because they're traveling from San Fran to Tampa.
I get it.
And people.
What do you think McCaffrey will provide this weekend?
They're gonna listen. I don't care if he's in his first game back or his 10th game. You're going to give him some respect. But as I always say, he had an Achilles thing, right? Watch him in pregame. If I'm a defensive player, I'm watching his every move. I'm going to see.
All right, the last Sunday 1 o'clock game, Commanders-Steelers. Landfill, do you have a sound effect, please?
Zaza Pachulia!
When we come back, let's make some bets. You get to hear Jeff's hype song, Week 10, talking to his little bro. Nobody go anywhere.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.